Welcome to Team Talk Radio, Team Referral Network's weekly podcast for entrepreneurs and small business owners. I'm Terry Lee Harrison, and I'm looking forward to sharing what you need to know for business success. Hello, this is Terry Lee Harrison with Team Talk Radio. So glad you're with us today. We are continuing our book study series on John C. Maxwell's The 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player, becoming the kind of person every team wants. You know, we are all part of different teams in our lives, whether that's networking teams, teams in our business, maybe your family is a team, maybe you volunteer for an organization. There's just teams everywhere. And I love this study because it's allowing us to dive in and look at all the aspects of what makes us the best team player and how we can work better in all these aspects as well. So today we're studying the 10th quality, and that is being intentional. Make every action count. Alvin Toffler has a quote, "You've got to think about big things while you're doing small things so that all the small things go in the right direction." When I think of being intentional, I think of focusing on what's important, getting a goal and intentionally making that goal happen. And one way that I have seen this happen is, you know, what you focus on expands. So in some of the networking team chapters that I have worked with over the years, one thing comes to mind. So we teach every time we switch leaders every 6 months about casting a vision and having it constantly in front of the team. And that might be a vision for growth. So our chapter for this term is 20 members, 25 members, 15 members, depending on where you're starting from. And what I have found over the years is that the chapters that just don't, you know, get excited about it for like a month and then quit talking about it, but the chapters that have it be a focus every single week, they tend to be the chapters that hit their goal. And it's because they are being quite intentional in all their plans about that goal. It's not just that you can be intentional about growth as a team, but it could be being intentional about the results you're getting. It could be many different factors. But let's dive in a little bit more and look at what being intentional means. So it means working with purpose, making every action count. It's about focusing on doing the right things moment to moment, day to day, and then following through with them in a consistent way. Successful individuals are intentional. They aren't scattered or haphazard. They know what they're doing and why they're doing it. For a team to be successful, it needs intentional people who are able to remain focused and productive, people who make every action count. So there are five things that people who desire to live with intentionally do. And the first one is to have a purpose worth living for. Have a purpose worth living for. So being intentional begins with a sense of purpose. Willis Whitney, the first director of General Electric's research lab, offered this thought. "Some men have thousands of reasons why they cannot do what they want to, when all they need is one reason why they can. You can see that one strong reason at work in the life and work of Pleasant Roland. Her goal was to educate children and particularly to help girls. That desire became a guide to her actions and helped her to build a $30 million company. You can't be intentional if you don't have a strong sense of purpose." Number two, know your strengths and weaknesses. Filmmaker Woody Allen remarked, "No matter what I'm working on, I like to do what I'm not doing." While he may not love every aspect of his profession, he has made so many movies that he must enjoy parts of it, and he's good at it too. The truth is that people like to do what they're good at. Playing to your strengths rekindles your passions and renews your energy. If you know yourself and what you do well, then you can direct your time and energy in an intentional way. Three, prioritize your responsibilities. Once you know the why of your life, it becomes much easier to figure out the what and the when. Walden author Henry David Thoreau observed, "One is not born into the world to do everything, but to do something." That means knowing your priorities and working according to them continually. Number four, learn to say no. Another thing in an intentional person, they have to learn how to say no. For me, that's been really difficult. I've never met an opportunity I didn't like, so my natural desire is to say yes to everything, but you can't accomplish much without focus. And number five, commit yourself to long-term achievement. A short-term, all-or-nothing approach to life works against many people. They have the kind of lottery mindset. Either they want to win big or they don't want to make any effort at all. However, most victories in life are achieved through small incremental wins sustained over time. Being willing to dedicate yourself long-term to the process of achievement instead of to its immediate rewards will enable you to be more intentional. That's true when it comes to personal growth, relationship building, financial investment, or professional success. So let's reflect on being intentional. How intentional are you? As you proceed through your day, do you have a plan and a purpose for everything you do? Do you know where you're going and why you're doing what you're doing? Or are you simply drifting down the stream of life? If your teammates don't detect a sense of intentionality in you, they won't know what to expect from you, and they will be unlikely to count on you when it really counts. So let's bring this home in closing. So to improve your intentionality, I have 3 points for you. First, explore your strengths and weaknesses. You can't be intentional and effectively focused if you don't know yourself. If you've not done much self-examination, take an inventory of your strengths and weaknesses. Then survey family members, friends, and colleagues for additional insight. The more information and honest feedback you can get, the better. Next, specialize in your specialty. When you have a solid understanding of your strengths, you'll be able to focus. Your goal should be to spend 80% of your time and effort on what brings high return to you and your team. Adjust your daily schedule and to-do list as much as possible to conform to that standard. And lastly, plan your calendar with purpose. The longer the time period you can plan with intentionality, the more you can get done. If you think in terms of a few hours or a single day, there's only so much you can do. You're better off thinking in terms of what you want to get done in a week or a month. It's also a good idea to give yourself annual goals. Set aside time this week to plan your activities in a longer block of time than you're accustomed to doing. If you're used to thinking daily, then plan for a week. If you usually plan weekly, then work out your goals for a month. It will help you to be more intentional throughout your days. I hope that this exercise in looking at being intentional has been helpful to you. I know the more a team can work together in their intentionality, the more they'll move forward and the more they'll reach success, the faster. So our next quality of being a team player is to be mission conscious. We look forward to discussing quality 11 tomorrow. This is Terry Lee Harrison with Team Talk Radio. And thank you for your time today. I look forward to continuing our series. To learn more about Team Referral Network, visit us on the web at teamreferralnetwork.com. Until next time, this is Terry Lee Harrison for Team Talk Radio, what you need to know for business success.